Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to Excelsior Journeys, the road to creativity. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. And one of the great things about this podcast is that we get to see and hear from different types of creatives from all different elements, whether it's film, whether it is books, whether it is music, whether it's animation, like whatever the case. And then there are those wonderful cases where we get to meet someone that has all those different elements combined. Samuel Chambers has been steeped into the creative world for years. He has been working hard in animation, in poetry, in film, and he is all about following your creative passion, embracing growth, and seeing where everything will go. He is currently working on his film, The Timid Bunny, and I am thrilled to hear about all these different elements that he is going. He is definitely a rising force in the creative world, and I'm thrilled to have him here. So it is my pleasure to introduce our guest this week, Samuel Chambers. Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for the intro. I appreciate that a lot.
That's something that I always love to do. Those always just kind of give the make sure the host is fully aware that I'm a fan of their work. That's why they're here. So I'm enthusiastic to, you know, to have you here and to talk about you and everything, about all this great stuff. So you got a lot on your plate here. There is a lot of different elements. And I know before I used to always say there was always that one kind of path that people go on. It looks like yours is multiple paths that all seem to be colliding into one spot, would you say?
You're spot on. Working on other people's sets within live action and especially on animation, you will think, oh, okay, cool. Like, I got somebody who's like understanding how things go. And then when it comes down to your own, you're like, oh, this is mine. Okay. Well, oh, this person asked me this, Peter person asked me that. I got emails, I got text messages, I got this, I got that, that. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I signed up for this, so
yeah,
back out.
So now it's just like it's like what Lawrence Tierney says in Reservoir Dogs: you shit your pants, you dive in and swim.
That's really how it be sometimes, for real. You'd think that it'll go one way, but the way certain cliches are so cliche, it's like, what? It's so crazy. Like certain things my mentors and past partners were telling me about, I see what they mean.
Mm-hmm. I remember people saying things are called cliches because they're true, because they always happen.
The biggest thing is that I'm glad I'm able to witness it for myself. Mm-hmm. So when the next person I'm mentoring or someone like, hey, like I'm doing something big, like what are your pointers? I'm able to say, well, be prepared for a whole lot of pain. Don't be afraid to take it in. You know what I mean? I have many more things I can say, but I think the biggest thing is having an understanding that it's going to be difficult. Don't run away from it. You'll be all right as long as you have a good mental.
Absolutely. If you can hold it all together while you're going through it and you come out the other side and you're still there, and you're still breathing, you're still enthusiastic about this, then you can make a go at it. Before we dive into your own Excelsior journey, tell us about the latest project that's in the works.
So right now, again, The Timid Bunny is one of the things that's close to my chest right now. I had to take a little hiatus from it for a little minute so mm-hmm. I could build an audience so we could push more boundaries. We made some people rally for me, but sadly, certain things fell through. And mm-hmm. even though it may not look successful on mm-hmm. that, there's still stuff we learned. And so we're just right now getting back on the Timid Bunny horse and making sure we gallop to the end.
How close would you say, like, you're about halfway through it?
I would say right now, when it comes down to the scripts and stuff like that, that's done to a certain extent, because the way we want to take care of it with the campaign that we're putting together, we really want to make sure that people understand what it takes to actually be a filmmaker or a creative, knowing that certain processes is fun in the beginning. Yeah. But as you move down the line, you got to understand that there's some money involved. Hey, mm-hmm. there's some people involved. Hey, there's somebody over there that sees you doing well and doesn't want to see you do well. So yeah. there's going to be a lot of obstacles. And I feel like with my project, that's the biggest thing we want to touch on mm-hmm. and make sure that people understand that there's times when you're just going to want to give up. There's going to be times when you just don't understand the path. And every time you walk down it, you're feeling a scrape on your arm. You're falling over. You think you see a light when actually is one of something like a beast that's ready to swallow you whole. And
yeah.
I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer. I just want to let you know that if this is what you want, this is what comes with it. And you got to be okay with it sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So sometimes that light at the end of the tunnel is a Mack truck waiting to run you over.
No, for real. I tell people all the time, you can always learn from other people. That's yeah. something you should do. But it's that question mark in the back of your head. Like, is the stove really hot? And then you got to watch it for yourself to understand it. You're going to have those teachers that are going to be like, hey, watch out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know because you haven't gone through it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, yeah, I've experienced that so many times, not even just in creative stuff, but mainly in life. By getting myself to the edge of something, that's when it clicks in my head. I was just like, okay, so I really shouldn't go in that direction. I should have done something like this. So that happens quite a bit. And it's something that, it's pretty wild when you experience something like that. Getting to do that, though, like with a passion project like this.
Oh, that, bro. I can tell you right now, I had a realization last night about it. A lot of people nowadays are like doing, I have a job, but it's a part-time job. But at the same time, my biggest thing when it comes out of this project, and I told myself before I even started the script, that I want more connections that can lead me to certain things like a nice house or some money in my pocket or whatever the things that I need that are physical. I want that built in relationships, and I got to continuously remind myself in life, this is what you wanted, more relationships, more than dollar bills. And I'm just like, you know what? I did say that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how that works. You be going through it like, yeah, I want this, this, and that. And that's another thing is cliche. Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get, and you don't know what you're going to get though.
Yeah.
And I see that every time. I'm like, well, I did want more relationships. There's more people that's willing to help me with marketing, with food, with whatever I needed for the occasion. And it shows up, but it's just not the monetary aspect so I can go do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting what I want. It hurts a bit because these things are happening.
But it's one of those things where it's going to feel so much better once you reach that end, once you accomplish that goal, once you have something that you can say, I did that. That's mine. And no one can ever take that away from you.
Going through that experience, the best thing to do is personal experience. Like we were talking about with touching the stove, there's nothing like completing your first project from many, many years of just like sitting in the background, being a fly in the wall and just be like, hey, go give me a coffee or hey, go write down this thing for me and come back to me. That's like not I'm doing that with people. And they're coming to me like, hey, I like your project. Let me help you out with it. Hey, I want to be your mentee. Can I do something for you? And I'm just like, I mean, yeah, you can grab me this thing or that thing and bring that person over here. It's a whole different view. And I hope the people who are watching this, who are filmmakers, creatives, music, whatever endeavor you are, I hope you get a chance to be that person that's able to whisk the wand and be like, I need this.
Yes.
Things happen and you will deal with pain. You will deal with the responsibility of these people, but hey,
exactly. This is what it's all about. It's where the passion is. One of the things I love to hear about is what got people on their own specific road to creativity, whether they experienced something or watched something, met someone, listened to something and just like, ooh, that's what I want to do. And then they basically just get on the exit ramp and boom, they're on the highway. They're merging into traffic and everything. They're doing what they want to do. They're pursuing it. Which out of all the ventures you got going, which one was the first one to get you going?
I can tell you right now, I was a little bit of a troublemaker back when I left high school earlier. I really wanted to take an approach. The first thing that really kicked off this stuff is the thought process of philosophy and the curiosity of learning more. I really didn't like learning what I was learning in high school, so I left that and I did my own thing. And so, yeah, there was times when I got into the wrong crowds. There was wrong times when I thought I was doing something right when actually I was doing something wrong. But I can say when I first got my first mentor, one of the things he put me onto was like that love of writing again.
Mm.
So this is where poetry comes into play. And nice. He was the biggest, he was, I remember I was, I forgot what I was doing. So it was like, dang, I was like, what, 2020, 2021, 2022, around that time.
Yeah.
I was having fun with my boys. And my last mentor pulled me to the side and he was like, hey, you know you're meant for more, right? And I was
just kind of calling you out on it.
Honestly, I just was like, yeah, what are you talking about? Let's say you're a samurai, right? And you're just doing your freestyles and stuff. But until that somebody comes around you and be like, hey, the way you're swinging your sword is cool in a way, but you can always do better. And I was just like, I took that. And then for me, going from being that wild card, I would say that wild card.
Yeah.
It's still like a more tame version. And I'm just, mind you, I'm only 23. The things that come to you when you want to be something great in life, it molds you and it puts you through these trials so you can sweat out all the stuff that isn't so good for you, the toxins, I guess you could say. And it stretches you out because one of my dreams and one of my goals is to become one of the best entertainers of all time.
Nice. I love that.
I appreciate that.
I love that. Oh, I mean, if you're a wrestler, you're getting into wrestling because you want to be a champion, not because you want to just do the mid card at a regular pay-per-view. No, you want a main event WrestleMania and you want to win the title.
I feel like certain people are afraid to do that because it's like corny or just like, you're childish for thinking like you could just be something normal within the industry, get paid and do like, no, like when you're sitting there actually thinking about being the best, that comes with a crown, people, responsibility. And the fact that every time I look to the stars, I'm like, this is what it takes. It's always something I've understood when he passed. Well, before, I should say, he would tell me, there's always something you have to give up to gain something. And that equivalent exchange. He will always say that. And I'm just like, what am I giving up? You'll see soon. Sadly, he had passed away. The biggest thing with him and my time with him is learning how to write better, learning how to express myself better and understand that not everything needs to be said, if anything felt. It was like a father figure that I didn't have. As you grow up, as you move along in life, you meet more people that can show you different sides of yourself that you would want. And sometimes you don't. That side of me that I understood that there's going to be people around me taking every word that I'm saying into consideration, making sure that I'm entrusting you with my time, energy, and my financial well-being. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of understanding that these things have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as I'm like this right here, my mentor gave it to me. And before he dipped out, you know, it's crazy. Like everything he said is coming true. I wish I could be like, you know, you was kind of right, old man. But
yeah.
It's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And you just kind of wonder, how did it get to that point? But at the end of the day, I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason. So
you can't fight it. You got to ride that current and see where it takes you. Because what you're living right here is a hero's journey. You not only have your own goals, you have your own things that you want to accomplish. And you're not refusing the call. You're answering the call. And at the right time, a mentor appeared to you. And the mentors, unfortunately, don't stay with us the rest of the way. So now you're taking what you've already learned. You're moving forward. That's a full-on Kimbellian hero's journey right there.
Yeah, I'm only just saying, just the beginning. This the exactly. first like it's the first project of many. And I remember one thing, Miyazaki, I saw in one of his documentaries. He's like, we got these things called films we love to do, but we don't know what it's like on the internal aspect of it. And we just continuously do them over and over again, knowing how painful it is, knowing how crazy mm-hmm. it is. And yeah. when I say this, people, please don't take this to heart. Mm-hmm. Do your film, do your poetry, do yes. your music. You just got to understand that when you're going into these realms of creation, it takes that business aspect and yeah. being able to understand there's a creative aspect to it. And you're having to balance those things out and make sure that not only that you're giving yourself the opportunity to live off your work and right. also enjoy what you do, you just got to be able, you have to sometimes, in better terms, bite the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yeah. you gotta be able to compromise on certain things, not everything that you should, but be able to be like, all right, I see where you're coming from. Be able to have those conversations. Because if you're just the guy in the vacuum, then like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like what are we doing here? This right. is creative. This is the world we're building.
So we got to move forward with that world and see where it goes. We can't just stay on the treadmill. Eventually, that view gets boring. So let's spread things out a little bit. Let's see where it takes us. And based on everything you've done so far, so you not only went through the poetry, but then what was the next part for you?
Just being a better person, being like understanding, like I'll say it like this, from being able to go from high school to being a little hood rat to being, how should I say it? Still with poetry,
yeah.
I understood that this was the time when, after he passed, that was like mm-hmm. a tour, being like, hey, like being able to have something again, something like this. He passes it down to his disciples, and this is the last one that he taught. And so now it's kind of like that was the beginning of the journey that I've always wondered, when is my ship coming? You're already on the ship. You're wondering, like, when's my ship coming in the dock? No, you're already on it.
Look around you. You're not on the dock. The ship's not coming to get you. The ship has already gotten you. You're on it.
I wish more people were able to see that and be like, I'm on the ship. And yeah. be like, I'm the one steering. But you're steering your own ship while you're looking for other ones to jump on. It's crazy. Hindsight isn't always 2020. And I had that realization. I'm on the ship. I'm not on no one else's ship. I'm not being able to take on no one else's ship. No, this is your ship that you're on. There was times I wish that people were still here. I wish that people understood what was going on. I wish there was a little more leniency. But when you're wanting to become great, the moment I managed to meet this one woman that I had dated, it was like seeing what it really was to be that person, to be like, this is what you want as a leader. As a partner, I have my faults and she had hers. And the biggest thing that I learned was someone is always welcome to join the journey.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean they'll always be there forever. Like we said in the beginning,
yeah.
the mentors aren't always meant to go for the long ride. But I think that was the biggest thing I had to learn. You can leave. You can get off the boat. You can drop things off when it's not beneficial. So being able to come from that stage, from actually learning how to write better, that was development for what it was to come, to understand that sometimes you just got to move on from it. From then on, I was looking at myself in the mirror and I wanted, like, bro, you're going to be, what was that around? Like, I'm 21, 22. Ever since I left from high school on my own accord, that's 5 years. And you still haven't wrote a film. You love poetry. I love poetry. Don't get it twisted. I love poetry. But there's nothing like, there's something about that first time you seen Quentin Tarantino or Spike Lee or
Kevin Smith or, yeah.
Ryan Coogler.
Yeah. Writing the movies and getting them made. Yeah.
And not only just that, the notoriety, the fame and the glory from it. It's just something about being able to understand that and build off that. And I've got the chance to be in rooms. I've gotten a chance of being on sets. I've been in studios. But it's not like building your own. And I was like, are you ready to build your own now?
Yeah.
And that's when I had that realization. After the fact, me and my my ex-lover, I went separate ways.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it is. And funny thing after that, well, I don't want to say it's a funny thing after that, but once that happened, I got the news that my friend had kicked the bucket himself.
Mm.
And that kind of hit me hard.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a double win. Mm. So two people I care about a lot, and they both were older than me. My homeboy, who was in the music industry, this was like, I really was like, dang, he was going through stuff. And he's kind of like a Mac Miller of my life. He will raise a smile consistently, put on this bravado of like, I'm good. But deep down inside, it was something bothering him on the aspect of his friends. Mm. And the fact that his friends decided to betray him at the height of his career really hit him hard. He did try to get back into it, but it wasn't the same for him. It felt like a hole in his chest. Because it's like, you friends with somebody and they just rips it out of you. It's like, it was like his life, like, it. You saw the glimmer in it, but it wasn't as it used to be.
And it takes the joy out of it. Backtracking a little bit, one of the things you mentioned was about being a good person. That is something people don't seem to remember enough, because when you're a good person and you're a positive person and you're an enthusiastic person, you're not only moving things forward for yourself, but you're creating a sun for other planets to orbit. Now you're getting other people's attention and they're going to want to latch on to you and see what else are you thinking of doing? Is there something I can do? Can I help? Can I do this? Now you have your own stock company in a sense.
I learned that too. With film, you're basically a startup. People are like, yeah, man, I'm going to make this shot here. I'm going to get this shot there. I'm going to do this with that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you know how much that shot takes? How long are you planning to rent this gear? How long are you looking to have this thing go on for? Are you sure that vision of yours is still intact?
Yeah.
And there's people in your own camp willing to be like, I have more experience than you, and I'm going to overtake your project. Now, that's scary. Oh, wow. It's something that comes from a scary movie sometimes when you're dealing with all these people that you shaking hands with and ate dinner with. Families and stuff, and it's just like, hey, I understand that this is what you want, but this is what I want too, and you're in my way. I just understood that from my age. I'm still going to go through this stuff. Still got to understand that even though this is my first project of many, there's going to be people that I haven't even met yet.
Yeah,
that's like, and it gets like, say, once it's all said and done, and it's success. Now you got a target on your back. And now there's people and bigger and badder people that you're going to meet that's going to shake your hand and say, hey, come meet this person, while slowly understand there's a knife getting drawn in your back. I do not want to freak y'all out. You just got to understand this stuff. I don't want to make y'all fearful of y'all dreams. I'm just saying these are the things that are happening. Even when I was a fly in the wall, I was able to peep it, but people ahead of me were able to catch it real quick and be like, yeah, you got to go.
If they're not beneficial to your plans, you have to pivot. You have to do whatever you need to do. There's not going to be a clear road ahead of you. If you knew what that path was going to be, you're not going to get on that path. So you got to figure out where that path goes.
And I feel like that's the scariest part for people. I see it every day. Life is a gamble. You might as well take educated bets the best way you can. And then make your play from there. And a lot of people like, what we said with the ships, you're already on the ship. Don't let yourself be the reason why you're sinking it.
Yeah.
And I love that. Sometimes you don't even know that you're sinking it. It's an honest mistake. But when you actually learn about it and see the little holes in your ship that's actually making it go lower and lower, you got to understand, like, I just can't keep doing this.
Right.
So I could tell you from being able to witness the things that I'm doing now with this project and being able to see my friend being taken away from me, seeing someone that I love being taken away from me. Then I see my cousins and stuff doing their things, getting what they want in life. It's just, you look at it and you're like, I got to make it happen.
Yeah. You got to have it.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. There really is something that's tangible. You can feel it, see it, touch it. You can not so much imagine it, but see yourself there and you can manifest it.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of people need that physical sense to make it happen, but there's a duality in everything. Even if you don't see it, there's someone that does see it. They still don't see it. Mm-hmm. And even if you do, you're saying, bro, what do you see in this? It's crazy. But you sometimes got to deal with that. Because I can say this, like when in my beginning of my journey, there was a lot of times that I would hear people say certain things and I'll allow it to get under my skin. And my mentor said, they're going to talk regardless. There's no stopping that. There's always going to be somebody that's like, oh, you're doing this wrong or you're not doing enough here. But in actuality, why are you worrying about that now?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you could just write it off. Yeah, you got to sometimes look. But there's people, again, there's always going to say something, even if you are doing right.
Yeah.
So when I came to that realization that I may see this vision and I'm able to move accordingly and make those marks so I can be like, all right, I did this, do that. Or maybe this is something that I can get some help on so I can get to there. You just got to be self-aware and be aware of what's going on in your vicinity.
Absolutely.
And being able to be like, all right, let me bring somebody else in. Because I've met a lot of people that's like, oh, no, I can do it. Can you? Take the burden off yourself to be like, I trust you. Trust.
Yeah.
Especially when you're working on projects and it's your baby, it's your whatever it is, you got to allow that to happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So for everything that you've been doing, where did animation come in?
Animation was always there. I really don't see myself working on any live action. But the fact of me being able to work on my projects and stuff like that, the best thing I can say was being able to grow up around people who like anime, of course. But the biggest thing I should say, being able to watch the shows that I'm into right now, like Dan to Dan, and all the stuff like that that comes around every blue moon, I look forward to putting work like that outside. And that's where the animation came all together. It kind of looks small because I had to really dig. But the main thing that really hit me hard was when I got a chance to see One Piece. Mm-hmm. I was really like, oh my gosh, there's stuff like this, like Lord of the Rings, but for animation people.
Yeah.
I look forward to having my own, but that's one of the things that really hit me for animation, especially with Disney 2D animation. I don't know what's happening now, but I genuinely enjoy Treasure Planet, Atlantis, Princess
and the Frog. The 2Ds, right?
Yes. Yeah. Just being able to understand that people were drawing these things out, looking at countless hours of drawing. Now, Grant, I'm going to tell you this. I do not do animation. I have respect for it. I like learning about it, but I'm a writer and director.
Nice.
I just got to make that clear because people be asking me questions like, oh, you animate? There's something you can do? Like, oh, no. I love writing. That's what it is for me.
Nice. I love that. And it sounds like you're dialed in. You're moving forward with the dream, what it is that you want, and you're on your way to getting it. I think that's admirable. That's something that a lot of people need to remember these days. It's never too old and never too young to just go ahead and do it. Just get things started.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest things for our generation is just starting.
Yeah.
And understanding what it takes to actually build something that's really worth building. Because when you're in the midst of it, you don't know what you're doing. I, to this day, think I do. And I'm continuously slapped in the face like, hey, it happens to the greats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, time's always changing. There's always something new being built. And I'm never just too close away from being a student, always.
Absolutely. Because once you stop learning, you might as well stop everything. That's what you got to do. You got to always be a student. You always got to keep learning. And the additional perspectives and different tips and tricks you learn along the way, those are going to get you far.
Oh, for sure. Especially when you have your own children, you have your own mentees, you have your own, like, your own production companies. When you're have to buy other people on your vision, that's the hardest thing about understanding is that you're a salesman as well. You have to understand you're making these big, joyous ideas that there's other people on the other side of it that doesn't understand. And you have to hold their hand. But sometimes you got to work with people in that niche, at least to get your understanding. Maybe I want to work with something with the Lord of the Rings, or maybe it's something I want to tie into with the Pulp Fictions, or maybe I want to do something with Lilo and Stitch, or something like just all these different people that got a kind of understanding. That's what I've learned so far, is best to like work with people who have an idea so they can attach, so it can be an easy swing over, instead of having to, hey, this is how you grab the vine, and momentum will just swing you over and let go. Do not let go in between the chasm.
You got to make sure that there is land underneath you when you let go of that rope.
And even in those moments, mistakes happen. People let go too early. And you got to understand that people make honest mistakes, but you just got to be able to be a teacher and a student at the same time. Always.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who are fired up about their own projects or have heard this episode and think that sounds like a great thing to work on and they want to reach out to you, how would people reach out to you on social media?
So right now we have Instagram and Blue Sky. You can reach me on those platforms at no spaces, THETIMIDBUNNY. That's across all of them. We're working on other ones, but the biggest thing is Instagram and Blue Sky. But learn more about the project, Bento, like Bento Box without the box at the end, but BENTO.COM/, just like my social media handles, THE, the Timid Bunny, without the question mark. That's where you can go to.
I love it. And this is a perfect example of what happens when you have the dream, you have experience, you're ready to move forward on everything. This is exactly what Samuel is doing right now, is exactly what I want all of you to be doing. You got to keep pushing. You got to chase down those dreams that you have. They're with you for a reason. You got to remember that, because it's something that you can see yourself doing. You can manifest yourself as it. So just keep moving forward. Do not just settle back and say, okay, this is good enough. You always got to be thinking, where else can we improve? What else can I learn? What other skills do you need to build up? You got to keep pushing forward. Just let that dream continue with you. Have it be your security blanket if need be, but don't stop. Keep on moving forward. Eventually, with hard work, the right people, with the right connections, and with that right project that you have, it will find a way to happen. It will find a way to happen, but you got to put in the work. You can't just let things go as is. You have to keep moving forward yourself. Stay the course, do whatever work is necessary, but do not give up, because dreams only die when the ones who are dreaming decide not to do it anymore. If you haven't done that, you still got a lot of time ahead of you. Keep moving forward. Just like I've said over and over again on this show, in these crazy times, we need your thoughts, we need your vision, we need your stories now more than ever. So for Samuel Chambers, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward, and I will see you next week.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to he'sgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@he'sgotit.com.